Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, last night we heard about how when the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, they were frightened, thinking of their sin and judgment. But the angel assured them that he had not come with God's recompense upon them, but he invited them to drop their fears, and he encouraged them to believe the good news. And what is that good news? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That is the good news. You have a Savior. Now, as soon as the angels disappeared into heaven again, the shepherds, they said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Now notice for a second here. These are words of faith in the gospel. First of all, having heard that the Savior is born, and having been told that they will find him when they see a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, the first thing that comes into their minds is, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing. So they are moved by the Holy Ghost through the gospel. They are moved to gather around Jesus. That's what living faith does. Living faith gathers where Jesus is. And so, in the text, we see the first sign of a true and living faith in their hearts when they have an earnest desire to be where Jesus is. The other thing is they say, let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing which is come to pass. Notice that they don't say, let's go see if we ate too many pickles with our ice cream last night. All right? They don't say, let's check this thing out and see if maybe something like this could have happened. No. When they speak to one another, they say, let's see this thing which has come to pass, all right, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Now notice this. They have heard that the Savior has been born, and they fully trust that when they get to Bethlehem, they will see something that actually happened just the way the Word of God said it would. They heard the Word of God, they believed the Word of God, and they caused their thinking to submit to the Word of God. Now, you know, in the modern era, we kind of have problems with that because we want to have faith. We want to believe, but the world and even our own flesh places so many questions that we're almost like afraid or embarrassed to take God at His word. And so what we want to do is we want to take the Word of God and we want to kind of pare it down to its essentials and kind of just like believe the good parts, the easy parts, the parts that we already feel an affinity for. These guys don't do that. Right? Because true faith does not take the Word of God and pick and choose the things that they like and then forget about the rest. No. They are saying here, we're going to go to Bethlehem. We're going to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And what this shows us is that when the Word of God comes to us in the reading of the Bible and in the hearing of a sermon, we are to believe the Word of God and to live in expectation of its fulfillment, not questioning and wondering, but believing and holding to it and acting upon that. So it says in our text that they came with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. All right, so they found it exactly the way the angel had said, the baby laying in a manger. And when they had seen it, the Bible says, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And that's Bible talk for they told everybody that they knew all about what they had experienced with the voice of the angel telling them about the birth of Jesus and then coming to Bethlehem and seeing Jesus laid in a manger. They told everybody they came in contact with all about this. And this is another indication of the presence of true and saving faith. Right? True and saving faith cannot help but confess Christ. Cannot but desire that other people know about the grace of God and the saving work of God in Jesus Christ. And so they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What was the reaction? Well, we have three reactions in our text today. Three Christmas reactions. The first reaction is recorded in verse 18. In verse 18 it says, "And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." That is, the vast majority of people who heard the message that the shepherds relayed about the birth of the Savior of the world, and they reacted by going, "Huh, isn't that something?" The word wonder, all right? Whenever the word wonder is used of believers, it means to marvel at the work of God. But whenever the word wonder is used of people in general, it's a kind of a impressed lack of commitment. All right? They certainly are impressed. They certainly think it's quite something to hear about, but they're not quite sure whether or not they believe it. And so when it says, all they that heard wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds, it says that many people, they listened, they heard it, but they remained unfazed by it. And they remained in a state of unbelief. Even though they were impressed, even though the message of these shepherds was really something. I mean, can you imagine being on the hillside and the angel comes and then the heavenly host and the singing and the message? It certainly is an impressive thing. But, you know, I'm going to keep my counsel about this and I'm going to wait and see. All right, so the word wonder here shows that just like in our age, many people who hear the gospel remain in unbelief. But then verse 19 says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now that's reaction number two. And there is Mary representing the church, the church of Christian believers. She hears all these things and she treasures them. That's what the word kept means. It means she treasured these things and pondered them, thinking about its meaning. Remember, Mary was the mother of our Lord. Mary had had conversations with angels. She knew exactly who Jesus was. But Mary was still a human being with human weaknesses like us. And I'm sure that she was often tempted to wonder if maybe she hadn't dreamed it all. But here it says that she did the one thing needful. She listened to the word of God. She treasured the word which she heard. And she pondered, thought about, meditated upon all the things, storing them up in her heart of faith. And then, the last reaction to the whole birth of Christ is the shepherds. And it says that the shepherds returned. Wait a minute. They didn't open a Christian bookstore. They didn't go on the road as itinerant preachers. They didn't form a shrine on the hillside where the angel had come and charged people money to get in. No. It says that the shepherds returned to their shepherding vocation. And they glorified and praised God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Now, we gather together around the Word of God and around the sacrament of the altar, and we hear things, and the eyes of our faith see things about Jesus. And then we go back into our daily life, but we go back into our daily life rejoicing, glorifying and praising God, and thanking Him for making known to us His holy and saving truth. And so Mary shows us how we are to ponder God's word and treasure it. And the shepherds show us how when we go back to our daily lives and our daily vocations, we go back with the Word of God causing our hearts to rejoice and praise Him because we have come to learn once more that God has not abandoned us. He has not left us, but He is ever with us with His grace. And so, on this Christmas morning, as you go forth from here, ponder these things in your heart, treasure them, and glorify and praise God that your eyes have been opened and that your hearts are faith-filled hearts by the grace of God. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.